At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Check out who's here. I know you see Miranda Cosgrove in studio.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? I didn't realize that this was you singing this until yesterday.
Really?
I didn't. And okay. My kid Hayden here watches you all the time.
Yeah, he's so cute.
Thank you. Hey, Hayden. How'd this all go down? Miranda, excuse me for one second. How'd this all go down? Because 2 days ago, I said to my son, hey, because he watches you all the time, man.
Oh, thanks.
So I say to him a couple of days ago, I'm like, you know, Miranda Cosgrove, iCarly, is going to be in studio, dude. Like around 7:30, you're coming in to check her out, right? You want to hang out? And he says to me, well, that's the same time as school, right? And I said, yeah, it's the same time as school. And he said, well, I can't be late for school, so I'm going to have to pass. And then all of a sudden, here he comes in studio today. So what happened? Why? How'd you change your mind?
Because I didn't want to miss iCarly, and I rush her all the time.
You weighed your options.
That's what I was trying to tell you the other day, man.
Did he come get his flirt on?
Yeah, it was almost like, duh, Dad.
You want to say anything to her?
Your show's great.
Thank you.
He's got his dad's mad ad-libbing skills.
He's got game.
He does. Well, thanks for coming in studio. We sure appreciate it. This is exciting time for you right now.
Yeah, definitely. It's so cool. My album just came out like 2 days ago. So
right.
Having a good time coming to all the different cities and being on the radio and meeting everyone.
Now, I was a little confused on the internet yesterday because you put like a 5-song dealie out a while ago, but they're calling this one your debut album. So what's the difference?
Well, I have like an iCarly playlist album, which was the first time I'd ever been in the studio recording songs. And they were mostly covers and then the theme song to the show. So now this time around, I got to like co-write a lot of the songs and it's more of like my real debut album.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does a 16-year-old write about?
Boys.
Like the heartache or like just the process of dating or what?
I guess it depends on the 16-year-old. For me, most of the songs aren't about heartache. Most of them are just kind of fun.
Okay. Have you gone through that heartache yet at 16 years old?
Not really. I guess I'm lucky. One of my friends have.
Yeah.
That's my best friend.
I'm just curious how you have time for boys with everything else going on in your life.
Yeah, I mean, I hang out with like all my friends from elementary school and all their friends. So it's kind of cool. I get to meet new people. Like I went with my friend to prom last year, which is really fun.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Is it strange? Like I'm assuming that when you go to the set, there's a teacher there and that's how you're getting your education. Is there any part of you at all that like misses going to a school, getting on the bus, hanging with the cliques, dealing with all that kind of stress?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I went to school until fifth grade and then at first I was kind of excited about homeschooling, just like trying it out. But I definitely didn't want to miss out on like prom and, you know, just the high school years. It's really important. So like I was saying, I try to like balance it out like by going with my friends' places, making them like let me tag along. And just hanging out with my friends all the time helps a lot.
I can see you going to prom and going, I'm really not missing a whole heck of a lot.
It was kind of awkward. They played Whitney Houston sing, you know, that's I Will Always Love You song. That song came on and like everybody left the dance floor.
Oh, is that right? So did you make a mental note? Never cover this song. So how did you choose what to put on the album? All of them are original Miranda Cosgrove written songs?
A few of the songs I got to co-write, and then some of the other songs were songs that people sent me that I just really loved. But yeah, I did about 30 songs, and then I had to narrow it down to the 12 that are on the album.
Is that a difficult process for you?
Yeah, it was hard. Yeah. I had all my friends help me. I made all my friends like come over to my house. And well, the whole process, they kind of were there with me for it. Like, they listened to all the songs at least 50 times, like every version of every song. Mm-hmm. And they helped me. So I had like a big pizza party at my house when I got the final like mastered CD.
It's a tough gig being your friend. Pick my songs, right? Take me to prom.
I know.
Feed me pizza.
And I don't drive yet. And they have to drive me everywhere too. So I'm not a good friend.
High maintenance friend, man.
I know.
When are you getting a driver's license?
I have to get it. I want it so bad. I want a convertible. That would be so cool. But yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to get my permit, hopefully within the next few months.
What are the laws? I'm assuming you're living in LA.
Yeah.
So what are the laws as far as like getting a permit? Do your parents have to drive with you for a certain amount of hours?
Yeah, there are like some serious rules, because my best friend just got her license, but apparently you have to be, she's 17, but I think you have to be over 21 in order to drive people around with you. That are
really?
18. Hmm. Yeah. Okay. So my mom wouldn't even let me go like down the block to like go eat at a restaurant.
I bet.
She's like, no.
Let me tell you something your mom's not telling you is that she is so scared to get in a car with you.
She is.
That she told you that?
Yeah, she has.
Yeah.
She's definitely nervous about it.
Because she's always going to see you as a 7-year-old, and she is terrified to get in that car.
Does your mom travel with you?
Yeah, she does. She's with me today, actually. And so does my teacher, because I do schooling on set and stuff, so she comes with me when I travel.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten an F
from your traveling teacher? F? Let's see, French. I'm not very good at French at all. I've been taking it for 3 years, and all I can say is Je m'appelle Miranda.
You turn 17 in a couple of weeks,
yeah,
though,
next
right?
Month.
Next month. All right. What are the big plans for 17?
I don't know. I haven't figured anything out yet. I kind of wanted to take like a road trip, but my mom would come too because I can't drive yet.
That puts the brakes on things, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It definitely does. What, you know, I know that there are going to be a lot of 16-year-old girls that are listening right now, and we are in such a celebrity-starved world, especially right now, and they're looking at Miranda Cosgrove, and they're thinking, man, she's doing music, she's doing movies, which we'll get into, and TV. This perfect, glamorous life, right? What do they not know about being a 16-year-old celebrity?
I think the hardest thing is balancing school and being on set. That's definitely the worst thing. And yeah, getting up early in the morning, just because I'm not like a morning person.
Now, what's early? Because I'm assuming LA early is like 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's early. No, probably like 7 or 6.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm usually on set every day at like 7, so I have to get up pretty early, like 5 mm-hmm. or 6.
So tough to balance it all out.
Yeah, well, you guys know. You guys probably have to get up really early.
Yeah, all of us in here, we're 19 years old, but we've been getting up since 3:30. Yeah. Look what's done.
No, it happens. Yeah.
It's Miranda Cosgrove in studio at the Burt Show this morning.
So now with your album out, you're a big music star, and you're about to be a movie star, too, I hear. Paramount is developing an iCarly movie. I just read that this morning, and then you're going to be starring in another one?
Yeah, there might be an iCarly movie, and then also there's this movie that I read the script a while ago for called How Could You Do This to Me? And it's really cool. It's kind of like the opposite of Parent Trap. It's this girl's parents are divorced, and she's used to like getting everything because she kind of tricks them mm-hmm. a lot. And then they end up getting back together, and she freaks out. So it's sort of the opposite.
It is the opposite.
Yeah.
That's cool.
How do you choose which movies you're going to do? Is that do you have final decision as a 16-year-old, or is there somebody telling you what you're going to be in?
Oh, well, my parents always read scripts, and so do I. But I don't know. I kind of go by just what I like. Like
she,
I love.
She makes her friends pick.
Yeah,
my friends read all the scripts. That's right. Reads all the scripts to all her friends, front to back.
Read all of them.
Which of all of this comes easiest to you? Is it acting? Is it the singing?
I think acting for sure. Just because like making iCarly, I feel so comfortable doing that. Like I've been doing it since I was 13, and I know the crew so well, and the entire cast were like family. So with music, I think that's why it's so much fun, because it's like new and exciting for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm curious that if you were going to model your career after somebody, like mm-hmm. a woman, like who are you looking at to go, okay, that's who I want to be?
If I could come back as Gwen Stefani, I definitely.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Totally. That's cool.
But also, as far as actresses, I love like Meryl Streep, of course, and Anne Hathaway, Rachel mm-hmm. McAdams. Yeah.
And you got a movie coming out, I think, with Steve Carell also?
Yeah, I just did this animated movie. That's cool. It was fun. It's called Despicable Me, and Steve Carell's the lead voice. And it was my first time ever doing anything animated, so I didn't know, but they actually film you while you're doing everything, and then they use your little hand movements and expressions and stuff. Mm-hmm. So like the first 3 days I went in, I was in my pajamas and like I looked horrible, and then I found out and I was like, oh my god.
Action.
That was Hayden. And my next question is relating to Hayden because he likes acting and he's been getting into it and starting to do some auditions for some TV commercials and stuff, right, Bert?
Cool. Yeah, he is. I mean, he came right before we went to bed last night, though. He said he wasn't so much into the audition thing anymore for some reason.
Really?
I was going to ask Miranda what her advice would be for a youngin like Hayden's age or somebody coming up who's
I was joking.
You what?
I was joking.
He was acting, Dad.
Don't embarrass him in front of Miranda.
He fell for it.
I'm having a tough time transitioning between real Hayden and auditioning Hayden.
He's a good actor.
It's a good question, though.
Yeah, I'm just curious what your advice would be for the little ones who want to get into that business. And it's so hard to not only break in, but stay in.
It's kind of funny because when I was three, I was just in a restaurant and an agent asked my mom and dad if I wanted to join her agency. So I remember when I was little, I went on a lot of like auditions with other little kids and stuff. And it was funny because I tried out for something. It was like a Petco commercial and my dog came in and they loved my dog. They were like, not that.
They were like, your dog
is adorable. And they were like going crazy. It was funny. And my dog ended up getting to be in the commercial with me.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
That's cool.
So she like got me my first like thing. But I think the best thing to do is like be in plays and stuff at school, too, because that really helped me. Because when I was really little, I was kind of shy. And I think that just kind of helped me, like, you know, get out of the box. It was fun.
What advice do you give to parents that have kids that want to be in this business?
It's definitely really hard. I mean, my mom's with me like 24/7. She really helps me through everything. So that's really great that I have her. But I think, yeah, just, you know, be there for your kid and definitely, you know, try to help them follow their dreams.
My problem is I listen to him too much. He says he doesn't want to be in here. So I'm like, okay, then come on in. And he comes in. Says he doesn't want to audition last night. So I'm like, cool, if that's not what you're into.
Changed his mind this morning.
And now today he wants to audition. So
he's playing the role of a lifetime with you. He's creating opposite Hayden. He's like, I'm going to make my dad insane.
He's winning an Academy Award.
It's working. Good morning, Faylene. You're on with Miranda Cosgrove.
Hi.
Hey, Bertha. Hey, Miranda.
How are you?
Good. I just want to let you know, thank you for being such a great role model. My daughter is 5, and, well, the only other thing is that she stays up late to watch iCarly, but she loves you guys.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
Just the role model thing has got to be something you take very, very seriously, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because when I started making the show, I was 13, and I never really, like, even thought about it. I was just so happy to, like, have a show, and I remember the first time, like, you know, parents, like, came up to me with their kids and were excited about it and everything, and I was like, wow, like, I'm kind of a role model. Like, that's really cool.
Are you starting to feel the crush of, like, the paparazzi yet? Like, when you go out in public, are you looking over your shoulder just a little bit more now than you were last year?
Maybe a little, yeah. I mean, I guess it depends on where I go, but if I go pretty much anywhere in, like, Hollywood. It's funny, though, because my best friend is, like, a total, like, fashion. Like, she loves fashion. She always looks amazing. So she likes it. Like, when we go out, she has, like, her outfit. Like, I'm the one that has to wear.
Well, let's talk about the new album here, because I know in the beginning we started talking about it, but you're very excited about it. And it's out now?
Yeah, it just came out.
Okay. And the single on it is?
It's called Kissing You, and then the album's called Sparks Fly.
Okay.
But, yeah, the single I got to co-write, and I wrote about this guy that I really like, and then I hadn't told him about it, and then he kind of figured it out, and because I was kind of nervous that he'd think it was sort of strange, even though I played him like most of the songs on my album, I just didn't tell him it was about him.
Right.
But yeah, so he was actually really happy about it, so it's all good.
All right.
Are you guys still hanging out, or did he run for his life?
No, we're still hanging out, actually.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
cool.
That's what I thought was going to happen.
Because that's going to go in one of two directions.
Is it going to be weird kissing him, listening to your song?
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever do.
Okay.
Here is Dina. Dina, good morning. You are on with Miranda Cosgrove. Hi, Carly.
Good morning, Bert Show. Hey, Miranda.
Hi, morning.
I was just calling to say I'm probably the only adult who loves iCarly, but I do. I really like that show.
It's so cool. Thanks,
and
Jerry. Always gets excited.
Ever since School of Rock is summer, because you like rock that role. You like took over the whole thing. I love that movie. I just wanted to say you're awesome.
That's really sweet. Thank you so much.
You are not the only adult. Like, when we started talking in studio here that you were coming in, I think it was Wendy that started rattling off a whole bunch of Nickelodeon and Disney shows that she watches as a close to adult.
Yeah, I'm 24. No, I'm 24 years old, and I love watching the shows. No, I think they have great storylines, and I think they're great for kids and great for adults. I'm not embarrassed to say I watch iCarly at all.
I've seen every episode of SpongeBob.
Really?
So,
SpongeBob rocks.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, don't come up.
Thanks a ton for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I had so much fun.
Good luck with everything. Yeah. You seem to sew together. I wish really good things for you.
Oh, thank you.
Hayden, you want to say anything closing here to Miranda?
Bye.
Bye.
The Bert Show. At
Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Get it? The Burt Show.
We had this side bet here on the show that the next time Bobby Cox gets thrown out of a game, because this dude, he gets thrown out 6-7 times a year. Mm-hmm. And this is his last year, and he's 98. And he,
he's old.
The butt hurts. When you start sitting, you know, on the bench for 3 hours like that, you got hemorrhoid issues and stuff like that at his age. So he don't want to stay there for 9 innings. So he's been getting kicked out of games now for the last couple of years. So we have a side bet on the show that the next time or each time that Bobby gets booted out of a Braves game, mm-hmm. that the following morning, one of us has to go on the streets in one of these morph suits holding a Go Braves sign.
Right.
Now, if you don't know what a morph suit is, it's up on our website right now. But think of Spider-Man without the graphics. It's a skin-tight suit.
Head to toe. Covers your head, covers your feet.
Your face, your feet. It's like footy pajamas.
So Jeff was in Funny Guy mode yesterday after the
Spanx.
Show. Yeah, it is body Spanx, right. I mean, it is everything.
Including your whole head.
So Jeff puts this thing on
but
yesterday.
It's not really Spanx, because Spanx...
We'll help you look better.
Yeah, forces everything to where it should go. This is just like being dipped in paint.
That's true.
No, seriously, is what it is.
We were in our post-show meeting yesterday, and Jeff was in funny guy mode, and he puts one of the morph suits on. And I take a picture of it, and I tweet it. And I told him before he left
the office. Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't see it?
I put it on Facebook also. I said before he left the office, I'm like, dude, I could see you, Willie.
But that wasn't it.
What was it?
I put it on over my jeans.
So it was the jeans bump.
Yeah, it was just like the jeans.
Wow.
Crinkled
up. He can see it through the jeans and the morph suit, my friend.
That's a deceiving drive-by sometimes.
Is what?
The jeans.
The jeans.
The jeans bump.
Jeans can help you guys more than it should.
Indeed. It's a bait and switch. It's a bait and switch right there.
It looks weird because Melissa zipped it up for me afterwards.
Funny.
It's not zipped up, so it looks like I have some sort of weird webbed head.
Did you see the dude that made you into the tick? If you ever saw that show, that was funny. Yes, that was hilarious.
But I put it on because I wanted to take it home because I thought it would be funny just to be wearing it in the house, like when Jessica came home. So
that would scare me to death.
Yeah. Well, that's a sure way of getting a no answer. Yeah.
Rejection.
I should have just worn it to bed.
Bert, if you wore that around your house today without like telling your kids what you were doing, would they be scared to death of you?
No, I think they'd know it was me. And it would be a huge hit, I think, around the house.
You gotta take it off.
Huge hit. Yeah.
It'll traumatize you.
Do you feel like you're suffocating in there?
It's a little claustrophobic.
Yeah.
Like, it'll traumatize you too around, or traumatize a dog if a dog's around, which is fine. But, so anyways, I took it home, and obviously you can see, like, if you look at this picture, you see, like, wrinkles and stuff in the jeans, and somebody pointed out, there's my BlackBerry in my pocket. You can see.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Yeah, a lot of details.
That's awesome.
So when I took it home, I just wore, like, I wear boxer briefs as underwear, so I just had boxer briefs on and a t-shirt.
Right.
And I put it on, and I think it's funny, and I come around the corner, and Jessica gasps, and then she laughs, because she's heard us, you know, talking about it, and I think, you know, she saw the picture or whatever, and she thought it was funny, and then she kind of stepped back and looked at the whole thing and noted how she could see in great detail, even with the boxer briefs on.
What she was looking at.
My
little Jeffrey.
Hey.
And Jeffrey Junk.
And so like I laughed thinking that it would just be cut like Cam Malto-ish, that's Bert's word, you know, like look, and then so I walked into the bathroom and I took the hood off to look at it and like
It was there.
Mm-hmm.
There it was.
It's like
very revealing.
I mean,
it's tight.
Like, what's going on?
You think it'll be as tight on the girl parts?
Well, I sent an email out, and this could be the most bizarre email I've ever had to send.
This made me laugh yesterday.
But yes. I sent an email out.
I was
out,
cracking up when I got this.
And I couldn't, I really couldn't go into much explanation, but I wonder if I pull up the exact email. Basically said, hey, everybody, the subject line was your private parts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the
which
email.
Which is not an odd email to get from
not from
Jeff.
Us.
Right.
Yeah.
No, sure.
I actually saw the subject line and thought, oh, dear God, please make sure this was intended for me. I thought, like, did he mean to send this to Jessica? Because we both are J-E, and sometimes I get BlackBerry messages that Jeff intends to send to his wife. I'm like, uh-oh, do I open it? Do I open it?
And because we have to be out on the street within, you know, within one show of Bobby getting bounced from the game, I suggested that we all just throw into our car a pair of shorts. I wrote, you're going to want to have some shorts handy should you be the loser of a morph suit bet. That fabric clings very, very tightly, and unless you want all of Atlanta to know you the way your mom knows you,
yeah,
you're going to want to have some shorts handy to slide on.
Over. Yeah. I'm throwing my cup into my work bag. I'm not kidding. If I'm in that morph suit, it's going to be disproportional. I will tell you that right now.
That's great.
All right, so watch Bobby this week, because I'm telling you, they've lost 7 in a row.
Yeah.
And this is very typical for a manager. When your team is not doing well, what they'll do is they'll get booted out of a game just to sort of rally their troops behind them, the players, to get them fired up.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby, they've lost 7 in a row. He don't want to be there because he's old. This is the week he's getting booted out.
Now, do we know if he gets kicked out more so at Turner Field or away? Or
I don't know the home or away schedule.
I don't think it. I mean,
or does it matter?
They're hitting the worst slide they've had in a few years.
Yeah.
He's older. It's his last season.
It could be anywhere.
It could be any day now, man. It could be any day.
You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning, Kat. You are on Q100.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Perfect. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. A little tired. A little tired, but I'm gonna be just fine today.
Okay.
Kat?
What can we do for you?
I was at the 30 Seconds to Mars concert last night, and I just have a Hotlanta violator.
No.
Thank you for calling us.
Yeah, actually, Jared Leto took a picture of the concert, the crowd, and he asked everyone what should he have as his caption. I'm guessing he was tweeting the picture. I'm not sure.
Okay.
And people were shouting out answers or suggestions for what it should be. And a couple people said, you know, something related to Hotlanta. So he would repeat what they said. And then later on, he decided that he should tell everyone that he loves Hotlanta. So Jared Leto completely violated the Hotlanta.
I think
he was set up.
He was set up. See, I don't blame him as much as I blame the locals that were in the audience.
And that was, you know what? That was our sister's. That was 99X show.
They should
that's
know
family.
That.
Yes.
That's like your cousin flipping you off in traffic.
Later on, like, some of the guys from 99X were on stage, and they didn't even tell him, hey, dude, you cannot say that.
So the listener
still violated, no matter if it was someone that kind of provoked him to or not. He still did it.
He should know better.
She is vehemently against this.
And there was a listener in the audience that obviously moved here from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple of things to address. First, again, we have this Hotlanta campaign. No more Hotlanta. That was an old term. We're a cool hip city, and Hotlanta just makes it sound cheesy. So we're trying to spread the word. Don't refer to Atlanta as Hotlanta anymore. And as locals, we have a responsibility, because it generally is. The people that are coming in from Chicago, LA, and they're all, oh, I can't wait to visit you in Hotlanta. Well, you have to educate them and say, look.
It's old.
Right. Yeah. So we have to address that. Then someone has to get on Twitter today and be sure to tell Jared Leto no. Don't do that again the next time you're here. No.
Doesn't matter how hot you are. You still can't use that word.
You don't get a pass.
Oh, no, he's hot.
He may get a little bit of a pass. Is he still, like, as hot as he's always been?
Yes, but you know what? His hot sack went down a little bit because he's extremely cocky. And in the entire concert, talked about how hot he was and wanted the crowd to tell him how hot he was.
Why, what would he say?
How did he do that?
Yeah.
He was just like, oh, I know all of you guys want to be my groupies. And, you know.
Oh.
Oh,
oh man.
Guess what? You mess with Jared Leto, and things happen to you. You know what I mean? Like, you're there, things are cool, whatever, and next thing you know, gone.
Powerful, powerful man.
If you knew her, I hope you said your goodbyes.
This is The Burt Show.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is The Burt Show.
Here is Ashley. Y'all, this is a jaw-dropping story right here. And her message really is pretty clear. Look, if your gut is telling you there's something wrong, there's probably something wrong. Mm-hmm. And nobody knows better than she does. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Burt. How are you doing?
Good. Okay, you're on the voice disguiser now. I don't want to have to question you through this story, because in reading over your emails, there are so many twists and turns to this thing that I think I try to interrupt you with questions, it'll mess it all up. So tell your story.
Okay. Hey, guys. I love your show. I've been listening for a long time. Thanks. I never thought I'd be a crazy person calling up and telling you something like this. But anyway, it all started, I met my husband 4 years ago. I actually am a registered nurse down in Atlanta. And I was performing CPR on his friend who fell out drunk outside a bar and hit his head. So that's how I met him. And
That's a great story.
Our relationship kind of progressed,
awesome.
Progressed pretty fast, and you know, we just kind of fell hard for each other and told me everything I wanted to hear. I had just come out of a 2-year relationship before that, so I was pretty vulnerable when I met him, but you know, it was like a whirlwind romance, everything was good. And then probably about a year into the relationship, the name calling started, the verbal abuse started, and it just kind of got progressively worse. I got pregnant with my daughter in 2008, and at that time I had broken up with him, and I just thought I owed it to her to try to make a family work. So, you know, and I didn't know anything at this point. And so anyway, I got back with him, and, you know, I had my daughter, and just, let's see, he's been acting kind of strange the last few weeks. I've been working a lot of hours. I'm pregnant again. We got married back in last May, so we've been married almost a year, and I've been with him since 06, so, you know, it's been a while, but I noticed that he's been kind of acting funny the last, like, few months, but I've been working a lot of hours. I work at night, so I'm not there a lot. I've been working 60 hours a week, trying to make ends meet, because the recession kind of hit us hard. He lost his job last September. And, you know, it's just been hard. So, anyway, I wasn't there a lot, left my daughter with him thinking she was safe at night, you know, went off to work, and he told me he got this great new job doing cable and that he was going to be starting soon. This was like a couple months ago. And so, you know, every time I'd come home in the morning, he would leave, and I would think that he was going to his job, his new job that he was training to do. And he would take money out of the account here and there, saying, oh, I need to buy a tool for my work. Oh, I need to, you know, purchase this. Oh, I just needed some lunch money, for work. And, you know, so I didn't think anything of it. And, one day he just didn't come home. And that was, the 16th, so about 2 Fridays ago. And, you know, I was wondering where the hell he was.
Sorry,
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on the radio. I was just wondering where he was. Didn't come home. Nobody called me. Nobody, you know, texted me, nothing. And I finally panicked and called a friend of ours, like, right before I had to go to work that night, because he was supposed to watch my daughter. And I went over there, and nobody knew where he was. And that night, I found out Friday night that he was from the news, Fox 5 News, and he had bound and gagged a woman in her home.
Oh, my God.
No.
At gunpoint with stolen weapons.
No.
He was found with crystal meth, cocaine, marijuana on him.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, her son owed him drug money. Her son was only 17 years old.
Oh, my God.
He was caught with another one. He was caught with a girl with him, and he had stolen weapons in the car. I mean, just completely, he had been trafficking drugs. What I found out from later, he cheated on me with at least 10 different women dating back to 2007. I had no idea. I mean, his parents have told me things. I mean, I'm just like, why is everybody coming out now saying these things? Yeah. They made me look like a fool for so long. And I've known for a while that something was up. I just didn't know what. And a few months ago, I had contemplated divorce because things had just gotten bad. He was verbally abusive to me. You know, just my opinion didn't matter. I felt like it didn't matter. But I didn't really have a good reason other than the fact that we just didn't get along. You know, I mean, I just, and I didn't really feel good about myself, you know.
I had
abusive parents, too, and I just didn't really feel very good about myself my whole life. So, you know, I guess I was attracted to, like, a little bad boy who told me what I wanted to hear. And, you know, it's just, I found all this out and, like, physically got sick because I was wondering, what in the heck has my daughter been around?
Right. Well, I actually want to go to the moment that you're watching Fox 5. Like, you were home in your house and you were just kind of casually watching the news?
Well, I had gotten wind from a friend when I dropped my daughter off that he might be in jail. And I said, for what? And then they said, well, apparently it's coming on Fox or something. Somebody had tipped somebody off. I don't know how they knew. But I turned on the news, and there it was.
Wow.
So you're sitting there. I mean, I think Melissa, what Melissa's trying to get at is pretty amazing. So you're sitting there, and you're watching television, and you must have just broke down crying. Like this.
Oh, yeah. I got physically sick. Like, I threw up, actually.
Wow.
Like, I mean, I could not handle it. I mean, I'm 20 weeks pregnant, you know, with my second child. I got physically sick, you know. His friends are calling me up the next day telling me, oh, yeah, he's been cheating on you. On top of that, I'm worried about my health.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh, my God, he's exposed me and my unborn child to diseases. You know, I mean, I'm an RN. You know, that's what you think about. And then I just couldn't handle the fact that my daughter wasn't safe. I mean, you know, I just thought that I was just leaving. I mean, he has the face of my husband, the name of my husband, but nothing like I thought he was. I mean, I knew he was, like, you know, he had a past with drugs and stuff in high school, but I thought that was over, you know, and I thought he had, you know, straightened his life out, but...
Did anybody in his life know who he was?
Yes.
Who?
Yes. His friends have been telling me things all now that, you know, everything's come out. They said, oh, yeah, he was over here this day doing this and this and this when he told you he was at work. I'm like, why are you telling me this now? Why did you let this go this far? Like, you know, I'm so mad at everybody. Like,
I bet.
And I'm mad at myself because I put up with this for so long. And I just wanted to come on and say that if somebody out there is wondering if they should get out of a relationship that's not good for them, nobody liked my husband. None of my friends did. Mm-hmm. My
that's
mother didn't.
Yeah.
My family did.
Wow.
My sister did. Nobody liked them.
Yeah.
And I just thought, you know, oh, they just don't like him, you know, just because he's different, you know, because he was from the country, you know, and he was raised differently than me. And, you know, I mean, I just thought that, oh, they just didn't like him because of that, you know. But, I mean, deep in my heart, I knew always that I wasn't quite happy. But I think I just wanted the relationship to work so much, and as screwed up as it sounds. But
you know that movie The Sixth Sense where you see the very last scene and then all of a sudden everything in the whole movie makes sense to you?
Wait, don't tell me I'm going to theaters this weekend.
Has it been like that for you the last couple of weeks now that you know what he's really like in this other life? Are you putting everything
Like all hindsight is always 20/20. And like, I mean, all the signs like were there. Red flags all along the way that I just decided to just not go with my gut and just, oh, it's easy to come up with excuses when you're in it, you know, and, oh, he's just doing this. Oh, you want to give him the benefit of the doubt, you know. And then, I mean, at this point, it's just like, oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm just so glad nobody got hurt. Like, I mean, I just, oh, I'm so glad. Like, everybody's okay, but it just, it just really has rocked my world for the last 10 days.
I would imagine as a nurse, though, you could recognize if somebody was on drugs. Was he on drugs? Now that you look back, was he on drugs this whole time?
I have no idea. I don't know. You know, he had been acting the last probably 2 weeks. He'd been acting like he's just real distant. So I would say that if I had any inkling that he was on anything, it was really hitting him hard the last couple of weeks. But I had no clue at all. So, I mean, you would think that I would recognize that, but I've never really been around that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess I'm just pretty naive to it. He knows that. He knows he can take advantage of me. And I just thought I was working a lot of hours. I hadn't really spent a lot of time with him, and I just thought it was just that, you know, and that he was working hard and, you know, he drained my bank account the day that he got arrested.
Oh, wow.
And he's
left me with $20 to take care of me and my daughter for 2 weeks because I didn't get paid for 2 weeks.
God, it must be.
And, are you okay? I mean, do you need help?
Oh, yeah. No, my relatives have come through for me and gave me money. And I actually moved out of my house because I didn't know if he owed anybody else money.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know who knew where I lived. And so I, like, just picked up my stuff and left because I was so afraid for my life and my daughter. I mean, cars have been coming by my house, slowing down and then, you know, speeding off. I mean, it just really has freaked me out. And the police won't help me because they just said it's an ongoing investigation. And they don't really, I mean, that nobody's come and talked to me or anything. But
so he's in jail now, right?
Yeah, yeah. They denied him bond and everything. And I'm glad because he's where he belongs. I mean, so he can't hurt anybody else and he can't come and hurt us.
Man, for you, I mean, and your whole life changes in one day.
Yeah.
In one news report. Yep. Everything that you know
Freaky. Is
different.
Oh, yeah. Right? I mean, I've been going through anger, crying, growing up physically, you know, distress manifesting itself physically. I mean, I just shaking, can't deal with things, then just going back to being mad. I mean, it's just been a roller coaster, but I've got some really good people around me. And, you know, my mom, the one thing she said to me was, you deserve everything you're getting because you've put up with him for so long.
I don't think anybody deserves that.
And,
that's not fair.
I mean, I don't expect people to feel sorry for me. I don't feel sorry for myself, but I don't think anybody deserves it.
Well, nobody deserves it, but she probably was just frustrated because she had been trying to tell you for so long. So,
yeah, like when I was about a year and a half old, she left my dad because he was into drugs and alcohol and wound up, he killed somebody and went to jail.
Oh, jeez.
So, So, I mean, she's just said, you didn't learn from me, so I don't have any sympathy for you.
It's just keep on coming. Well, thank you for sharing your story here. And if you're listening to this, I mean, the reason why we're putting Ashley on here is she's telling you, look, follow your gut here.
Right.
She was getting those little messages in the back of her head all the time, and she was ignoring them.
Yep.
And then she wakes up one morning and finds out that her husband is a drug dealer and basically kidnapped a woman. And
insane.
And also, to keep this in mind, if you're running after the MARTA and you miss it by a minute and a half, your day really isn't that bad. Another bus is going to come along and 10 minutes, at least your significant other isn't in jail for bounding and gagging somebody.
Hey, Ashley, give us a call if you need anything over the next couple of months or whatever, okay?
Thanks, guys. Love you.
All right. Thanks for telling the story.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Unbelievable, huh?
It's wild.
It just reminds you, you never know what somebody's going through. Somebody cuts you off in traffic. Somebody's in a bad mood at the grocery store. Somebody's looking disheveled, having a bad... Like, you just don't know what's going on in people's lives.
Why is that woman being such a bitch?
Right.
Well, she just found out her husband is a drug dealer for the last 5 years.
It's the Burt Show.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle. Because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Here, Bird Show.
The number one show on television right now is Dancing with the Stars. It beat out American Idol again last week in the ratings. So this is the third time this season it's been number one. And last night was a big departure of Jake Pavelka. He was the latest bachelor on the Wings of Love and was also competing on Dancing with the Stars. And when he was eliminated last night, it got pretty emotional when he was talking about his relationship with his dancing partner.
Is there anything that you want to say to Chelsea?
Thank you so much, Chelsea. You're one of my best friends.
Crying.
Chloe, come on.
Crying.
I have loved every second of this. I love you. Thank you for being so great to my beautiful fiance, Vienna. Thank you, everybody, for watching and keeping me in.
Let me ask y'all a question.
A little over the top.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. If your significant others had been on a show like this, and then they were crying because they were leaving and telling you that their dance partner was their best friend,
right?
I'd be like,
when that happened,
I'd be like, well, why are you crying?
Why cry about that?
Especially a guy crying, like, your best friend.
No, I would be.
I love you.
Ticked.
Yeah.
Like,
what?
Yes.
Why are you crying?
I would. To me, it's just like Jesse James. It's better to find out now that he's a girly crier over nonsense than
no.
He's crying.
It's different. No, that's not what I'm asking. He's crying and calling his dance partner his best friend.
And he's engaged right now, right? So
yes.
That should be his best friend.
Yes.
So she's what? Yeah. She's like, what?
Same.
What? Here's what I want to know from women, though, like, because I think that dudes have been bred that women want a guy that's sensitive, and Stacey would pay $150 to see me cry more often, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know from women, when has it turned you off to see your man cry? Like over what?
Like Tim Tebow?
Like Tim Tebow crying on the sidelines. You're sitting there and you're watching about. Florida and Tebow starts crying on the sidelines and your man starts crying. That's a turn off right there.
But like who was the guy Drew Brees from the Saints, right? He's crying. He's like wins the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. He's got his baby in his hand and his wife
That's
there.
That's good though.
That's
good
a good cry.
Right.
Tim
Phil
Tebow.
Nicholson, good cry.
Tim
Phil
Tebow, wasn't there another player like rubbing his head?
I mean, like, he lost a game and he was boohooing like a sore loser. Loser cry.
That's what I want to know right there. If you're a woman and you've been turned off by your man crying, I want to know what the circumstance is. 404-741-Q100.
If you're a dude and you're crying to the point where another guy comes up and rubs your back in comfort, like, that's a bad cry. Like, if you see a crying dude with another man rubbing his back and it's not like a funeral type situation...
There are going to be different levels to this, too. Like, when your man's dog passes away, if he cries, okay.
Cool.
Totally cool. If he's crying 2 weeks later,
not cool.
Okay, then we got problems.
Always.
It depends
two
on
weeks?
How close.
A man and his dog, he can cry to me anytime. A man and his best friend, to me, that's fine.
A man can always cry over his father.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or
yes.
his mama.
Or his mother.
That,
or his
that's
mom.
Acceptable.
Or a sibling. Or a child.
But what is not? Yeah. Elizabeth, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. My husband definitely cried with Tim Tebow as he cried. Definitely a turn off.
So when is your divorce final?
No.
That's okay.
We're still married, but I'm a Georgia fan and he's a Florida fan and he was crying right with him.
I get it. You get to hang that over his head for the rest of his life. Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So did you say to him, like, suck it up, dude? It's a football game. Come on.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly what I said. And we had plans that night. I was like, all right, wrap it up. You know, cry it all out. Let's go. We got to go.
The wrap passion. It up. The passion of the sport, I understand.
Mm-mm. Wendy, when is it not acceptable to cry for a guy?
Especially after fights. It seems like he thinks it's over, and he just starts crying.
Oh, no.
And
no.
I just start laughing at him.
Oh, no.
This is your boyfriend?
He seems like he's very emotional, and he cries a lot about everything.
This is a boyfriend or husband?
Husband. I've been with him for 12 years.
So every time you guys fight, he's boo-hooing after it?
Yes.
Can you say therapy?
I'm curious about this, if this guy's wife knew, but I have a friend who is in a supervisor position over a guy and said that she was shocked when he was in her office. And she was reprimanding him for something, and he began to cry.
Oh, that's it's unacceptable many different levels.
She was
right
so
there.
Turned off, but she has no relationship with this guy, but she was in shock.
Melanie, besides Jake bawling last night after getting kicked off of Dancing with the Stars, when is it totally unacceptable for a dude to cry?
When he realizes he can't get a Harley Davidson.
No.
Oh, no.
Seriously. Really?
Really. My ex-husband was crying on the couch when I came home.
Ex-husband.
And I asked him what was wrong. I thought somebody had died. And he realized the financing fell through on his Harley Davidson.
No.
That's great.
And one of the reasons why he's your ex-husband now, right?
One of them, yes.
Was he like wearing his chaps? You know, while he was crying, holding on to them.
Come on.
Sometimes you really want that Harley.
Here is Hillary. Good morning.
Good morning. Every time my boyfriend watches The Knight's Tale, he balls like a baby.
What?
A Knight's Tale.
Is that a cartoon?
He loved it when they're reunited with his father.
Oh, really? Does your husband have, like, daddy issues?
No, he's never had daddy issues. He just loves that part.
Really? I mean, that is an emotional part of the movie. Because his dad is blind, and I know it's him, and it's sweet.
End of Rudy.
I never really cried at the end of Rudy. I mean, it's
What's the last movie that made you cry?
End of Ratatouille.
I was tears of happiness that it was finally over. The last movie that made me cry wasn't that long ago. I can't remember it, though. Stacy's begging me to cry sometimes. Though, like,
she burns you. Like, you're asleep. She gets a cigarette lighter and holds it under your bottom part of your arm where it really hurts.
The Burt Show. At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.